off the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to go right back into your calls and your thoughts. And then coming up, there's going to be a video game burn. We'll tell you where and why here in a little bit. But first, Alex is on the line, and you patiently held through the news break. Alex, appreciate that.
Yeah.
You were calling about a strategy that you wanted to discuss regarding taking over political parties from the inside. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, every time somebody says, oh, this party's no good or that party's no good, they need to, if they believe in their cause, maybe conservatism in this case, they need to go join in the party and get in there, and just by joining, therefore, they make it more their way. And
so this is a tactic that you're suggesting.
Well, I look at the party as a vehicle to get elected, nothing more. It doesn't contain any expressed beliefs or anything. It's just there.
Well, it has the expressed beliefs of the people that are active within it. So
yeah,
if you get active within it, that's what he's saying.
The people that are active within it, and therefore, when people complain about the party is this or that, they need to join in and make it more their way. And talk to their friends about joining in and making it more their way.
You know, they tried that this last go-around, and actually the first time during the Ron Paul campaign in 2008 and 2012, a bunch of purportedly liberty-minded people who liked what Ron Paul had to say joined up with their local Republican parties and attempted to, you know, have a level of influence and or take it over. And what they ended up doing to them at these various different state conventions were all manner of nasty, nasty trickery. They would shut off their microphones. They would prevent them from entering the room in the first place. There were all manner of things. They arrested some of them.
They took them in a bus and drove them around when the voting was going on. They got lost.
So
do what Obama does. You don't tell the truth when you join in.
I see what you're saying.
I say Obama got elected by lying.
How so?
He lied to the American people.
How so?
Well, he said he was going to cut the deficit in half within the first term.
Said he'd close Guantanamo Bay.
Cut in half. Yeah. See, all I'm saying is he got elected by telling you what you wanted to hear. And you can infiltrate a party in the same way. Wear the sheep's clothing.
I wouldn't be willing to do that. It would be very difficult for me from a personal moral perspective to pretend as though I'm someone I'm not. But there are people who are willing to do that, and that's why parties get infiltrated. I mean, it's a long time honored.
Change society by educating the children.
Yeah.
And they're all long-term things.
But hasn't this been going on forever? I mean, is this the first time people who've loved the ideas of freedom have ever joined political parties before with the intention of trying to influence them? Or is there now is it different now because of Ron Paul? Are there more now? There are more liberty-minded people now, and so therefore some kind of an infiltration of the Republicans or Democrats is a possibility?
You throw in Ron Paul, I don't believe Ron Paul by himself caused, you know, liberty-minded people to do any one particular thing. Ron Paul sure did help the cause. And there's other people that helped the cause. I helped the cause when I talk to people about simple things. I never try to convince anybody in one conversation, but everybody's interested in having their freedom. The problem we've got today is too many people are asking the government to do things for them.
Oh, yeah.
And I've
no
always
doubt.
Said, if you don't want your freedom, ask the government to do more things for you.
Alex, I think that it's an...
The problem is that when you ask the government to do things for you and you lose your freedom, you lose mine in the process. And in my freedom,
isn't yours to give away.
If you wish to go, do whatever it is you want to do with some organization that'll clamp down on freedom, I don't want to be involved.
I don't want to do that.
I know.
I'm a libertarian, essentially. I mean, I believe in the ultimate individual freedom. The main reason I called was while you were talking about the other to another caller about socialism, it occurred to me that societies in general, this was a real broad view, go through cycles. They cycle into socialism as government grows and tries to control more of what the society is doing, and eventually society finally gets sick of it, and they reverse the process, and they go through a cycle of individual liberty. And I believe it's possible that we're going into a cycle of socialism. And I originally thought, I'm going to call these guys and ask them, how many years do you think it'll be before we are almost 100% socialist and the government has actually got an agent in every business?
Okay, so I would say that I don't know that I entirely, you know, I don't think that there's enough evidence for your premise. However, let's go with your premise anyway. Socialism really started in the early 1900s, not the early 20th century, so or 21st century. So, you know, I think that we've been going through a cycle all along. FDR, Wilson, you know, these guys were, you know, the ideas of socialism were not unheard of to them.
We're certainly not free now.
I think what we're seeing now is the end results of these, which is a government that's spending 42% of the money it's spending. It's spending from our grandchildren's pockets, great-grandchildren's pockets. Likely it will never be paid back because this government is so far in debt that it's simply...
Right.
Can't work. And I think that the Margaret Thatcher quote about socialism is probably the very best one out there. I'm not saying that I hold the Iron Lady up as this is the pinnacle of peace, freedom, and personal responsibility, but it's a good quote, and that is that socialism, you know, the problem with socialism, sooner or later you run out of other people's money. If the United States has not yet run out of other people's money yet, I don't know what it's going to look like when it does.
Well, that's what I was wondering was, how long can we go? How deep into socialism will we get before people realize that we're no longer a free country and the government is dictating almost everything?
Yeah, I think that socialism deserves a definition here. So if we're going to keep on using the term, many people get all excited about this term. Socialism is government ownership of the means of production,
and
the means of production ultimately are, I think, really two things: human bodies and the land on which they reside. And the government owns both of those. If the government
lock, stock, and barrel,
if the government can take 10% of your earning, of the fruits of your labor, it can take 100%. Well, actually, it's not possible to take 100%. It must, even if you had slaves, you must feed them, clothe them, and house them, and keep them well in order for them to work for you. So let's call it 80%. If government that can take 10% of the fruits of your labor can take 80% of the fruits of your labor, it's just a matter of degrees. If you're still a slave at that point, or serf, or whatever term you wish to use, you're somehow indentured, a ward of the state. If you don't think it's true, try to leave the country without buying into any of the government's papers. Then you'll find out just how quick it is that you belong to a very large plantation. Secondarily, the government claims to own every bit of land inside of the little circle it's drawn on the ground, whichever state it might be that claims this, and it taxes it as a result. If you don't think you're a renter or a serf on the land, bound to the land, go ahead and try not paying your quit rent. That's the term that they used to use for property taxes. Go ahead and not paying your quit rent every year and just see what happens to you and your family.
That's exactly right.
Good call tonight, Alex. Appreciate the discussion and the thoughts. 855-450-FREE. I was told today, Mark, I called the local talk show that happens on Saturday mornings here in Keene, New Hampshire, called Talkback, and I was told today that there's an unspoken agreement that I must follow all of the rules of the government guys that they put down, that they write down on pieces of paper. Strangers, people that I don't know, writing things down on pieces of paper. If I don't follow those rules, like if I, you know, drive somewhere without having a government permission slip, then it's totally cool for me to be put in a jail. Cell.
Now they just keep on writing rules. There's no doubt about it.
It's an unspoken agreement, she said.
There's no end of it. I don't know why it's an unspoken agreement. Why would they have penalties if it's an agreement?
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Will the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me?
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
What you want, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. Archives. Boy, do we have archives.
We get a lot of archives. They
go all the way back to late 2006. By the way, it's our first Saturday edition for 2013. Happy New Year to you. We've been doing this show now for a long time, many, many years, and you can get years worth of the show for free on our website at freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. And also, more than that, there's our SoundCloud page, which actually has more than just our Free Talk Live archives. It's got, Mark, your Edgington Post interview series that you've been conducting now for a couple of years.
Something like that.
There's a lot of those available through our SoundCloud page. So you can go to freetalklive.com. Right there at the top, you can click and download the last 7 days' worth of the show, and then go into the archive section if you want to dig deep into the archives. And also, you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, or if you're already at freetalklive.com, just look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share, and you'll find our SoundCloud link there. But every now and then we'll upload some different stuff to the SoundCloud page, like, for instance, today I mentioned I made a call to a local talk show here in Keene, New Hampshire. I clipped out that audio of a discussion we had about caging people who are driving without a government permission slip, and posted that on our SoundCloud page. So just kind of things that you and I, Mark, are involved in, audio-related items, maybe an interview that that we're being interviewed in rather than being the interviewers, we will post those things as well. So go to freetalklive.com, enjoy all the archives and more. All of it's totally free. As we continue with you and your thoughts, Jim is listening in San Francisco to... Wait a minute. You're listening in San Francisco to KGOE out of Eureka? Are you streaming them?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Jim, with your thoughts.
Well, I think you young men are either naive or just so malinformed that I don't know how the hell you got a radio show.
America's well, we worked hard. We worked hard.
You did. But America is just a huge hypocrite's paradise, and no one will disagree with that. No one. Ask anyone. And so why are we talking about values and qualities and freedom, stuff like that? You either have the money or you don't. You either pull the line or you don't. I mean, there's nothing free in America except lies. That's all that's free in America. And you keep saying that socialism, you don't even understand socialism.
I defined it.
Well, you define it from what? Who taught you about it? Read Karl Marx if you want to understand socialism. And I'm not saying it works or it doesn't work. I'm just saying that...
Well, what part of the socialism is the ownership? First off, the only positive statements you've made here besides insults is...
Well, you need to be insulted. You guys are on the radio, and
okay,
you're talking
hold
about
on.
You know what you're talking about. You don't
what
know damn thing you're talking about.
What part of socialism is the state ownership of the means of production is inaccurate?
It doesn't matter who owns it. It's a matter who rewards you for what you do, all right?
Okay.
You reward according to the quality and quality of your labor. That's the essence of socialism. The government runs it to keep the goddamn filthy thieves out of the process, all right? The government isn't necessarily
Well, hold on.
Bad.
Are you saying that the government has no thieves, filthy thieves in its process?
It depends on what government it is. There are governments that aren't thieves, right?
There are?
What's the government that doesn't have thieves in it?
Because, I mean, it would seem to me that if the government is an organization that, you know, where the accountability for one's actions is minimal, that it would have more thieves in it rather than fewer.
But where do you think America would be if you didn't have a government?
We asked you where this government was that didn't have thieves in it.
I don't have all of that information.
Okay.
All I know is has my own understanding of what works and what doesn't.
Right. You have this magic world where you believe that somewhere along the line that money and power are going to be separated, and it's really just a fantastic thought.
It's going to be separated. But you're going to have to take it away from them. It's never going to be separated.
How are you going to take it away from them?
Expose them.
They've been exposed for years.
Here's your opportunity. Expose them.
Expose them?
Here it is.
Well, just put video cameras in the White House, in the Congress, in the...
How are you going to do that?
Just a second, mister. Barack Obama ran on transparency, and you see the transparency we got.
He's a liar. You don't think there's anybody but liars.
What makes you think...
That's the point, dude. You're claiming that the government is somehow going to save us from liars when the government's full of liars. It's a tautology. It doesn't even make any sense.
How are you going to get cameras put in the White House?
Well... You know, you guys are more interested in being right than in learning anything. Okay?
I'm asking you a question. When you ask questions, you are trying to learn something.
What you now call the government is really a thugocracy.
Okay.
I agree.
I want to know how we create a government that's not a thugocracy. Because it seems to be...
Expose the thugs and put them in jail.
They've been exposed for years. How are you going to put them in jail?
Huh. How do they put poor people in jail? They lock them up.
These aren't poor people. These are rich people.
The people in the
1%.
The people in the government run the government. So, and the government is the people that put people in jail. How are you going to get the people to put them, the people in charge to put themselves in jail?
The government is run by the ruling class. Runs the government. All right.
Okay.
How do you plan to change that?
Well, expose the ruling class and their agendas.
They've been exposed every single year. There's always some scandal. There's always some corruption. There's always some story.
Exposure. A scandal is just another flaring up of the things. I'm talking about educate people to understand what they're really living in.
Okay, so we're educating people, and I agree, it is a police state. So we do this on Free Talk Live. We talk about the police state, and we talk about oppression.
About it, man. You've got to be more informative and less glib, all right?
Glib?
Glib. You're very glib about it.
I haven't had any facts come out of you. I've tried to use facts this evening.
I don't have a radio show, man. I'm just a human being trying to tell you what I know.
I'm not a human being.
Jim, we're on the air 3 hours a night, 7 nights a week.
Right, you've listened to us for 17 minutes, and you're telling us how we're doing a show.
I've been listening to you on a Saturday for about the last year and a half.
Great. Awesome. Thanks for that. Then you know that we've talked about the police state.
I know your well-intentioned, but you don't know what you're doing.
God.
Can you let me finish a statement so we can actually have a conversation here?
All right, finish
you
it.
Know that we talk about the police state a lot on this program. There's plenty of evidence out there to make it crystal clear to anyone who pays attention that they're living in a police state. Mark just explained moments before your call that we're all living on a giant plantation known as the United States of America. He's absolutely right. So how do we get from the point of informing these people, which we do regularly on this show, to your point of somehow getting rid of the ruling class and putting them in jail? Not that I want to put anyone in jail, but that's what you want. So how do you get there?
Oh, well, that's a good guy's job, not mine.
Okay, see, you got no ideas. Thanks for the call.
Well,
Laugh it up, buddy. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Look, I know that the people who run the government have done terrible things. I'm not interested in getting justice for that. I just want him to stop.
It's just fat evidence from this guy who apparently claims to be a socialist because he's apologizing for socialism. All he wants is the reins of power to be able to do what he wants with it.
That's right.
And the government, here's the news flash for you. Everybody listening to the sound of my voice, the government is never going to do what you want it to do. It is
You're
always
not be in charge.
It is always going to be run by unaccountable bureaucrats. All the excuses you make for it are excuses for incompetence, malfeasance, and in some cases, evil.
You're never going to be in charge. And even if by some miracle you were able to get yourself elected, you won't be running the programs at all. It'll be the government bureaucrats.
People that claim that the government should be run more like a business, well, you can't run the government like a business because it has no competition. What you need is competition in the area of protection services. Then you might actually get good governance.
I have a plan to get from where we are today to where Mark and myself might like things to be, which has nothing to do with what he wanted. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you are able to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com to enjoy the features you'll find on our website. Maybe you've got one of those smartphones and you'd like access to our live streams. Go to mmobile.freetalklive.com. You'll find the software there that you need. If you don't already have it on your phone, there's software that we link to. TuneIn is probably the best one and the most prolific out there. That will allow you to listen to our streams on your mobile phone. Go to mmobile.freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing about bitcoins here on Free Talk Live for quite some time. The number of people using bitcoins around the world is exploding. If you've got a business and you want to accept bitcoins, the online currency, but you don't know how to do it, you're in luck. BitPay has made it easy for you. Thanks to BitPay, it's now easy for any website, charity, retail store, or whatever it is to accept bitcoins and have them instantly converted into the cash in which the country you reside, deposited right into your bank account. The fees are lower than credit cards, and there's no risks of fraud or chargeback. I mean, if a credit card company came along and offered that to you, you would jump on it in a second. Give BitPay a call to get started. It's bitpay.com to go find out more information. Bitpay.com.
We continue with you and your calls. Go to Greg, listening in Cincinnati. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So, Ian, I think maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, you suggested these Vice guides to North Korea.
Yeah, the Vice guide. It's an online documentary series. And actually, I think it might have appeared on MTV at some point, but I'm not sure about that.
Okay. Well, I've since been, I guess you could say, rather addicted to some of these documentaries that are coming out of Vice. Very good, very fascinating, and surprisingly with some very strong liberty themes. And I just wanted to suggest another series, actually. They did The Vice Guide to the Balkans. And fascinating. And they actually outlined the history of how there ended up being a black market for pop music. And how the local, and they played some of it, and just horrible, awful pop music. But it ended up being...
Well, the quality of products of the black market is generally not checked or regulated, and it's going to be lower.
Yeah, well, exactly, yeah. And it was sort of a half techno dance house, half, I forget, folk music or whatever they called it. I think it was called Turbo Folk. And it was just fascinating stuff. Also, some things on some of the UN refugee camps and how the UN just basically abandoned these children who had this lead poisoning and had lost contact with them. But one of the things that really piqued my interest the most were these areas in Bosnia that were basically sort of isolated Islamic communities. And in the American media, they've been getting sort of a bad rap, saying, well, there looks like there's a new terrorist camp going on here. And they have been sort of aggressive, but the reason for that is they don't want people coming in, filming them, making them look like terrorists. And so they started asking around to locals, and they said, no, what are you talking about? This isn't a terrorist camp. These are people who are scared of the media. They don't want the Americans coming in here and making them look like this awful terrorist cell. And you sort of start to sympathize, yeah, of course, they're going to be rather feisty and be picky and choosy with who they're going to let in. So really a fascinating series on the Balkans, I would highly suggest. And, you know, anything else on Vice, those documentaries are incredible.
Cool, man. I'm glad you liked it. The ones I've seen are the North Korean ones, and I saw the Vice Guide to Liberia, and I also, it was one of those things where they break them into multiple parts on YouTube, and I just kept clicking to watch part after part after part. Just what you watch one, you're going to watch all six. Thanks for the call and recommendation, Greg. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Their website, by the way, is vice.com. Let's continue. We've got Lisa listening to WAUB, Finger Lakes News Radio in New York. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, I love your show.
Thanks. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to throw this out in front of you guys because you guys are, you know, thinkers that are like outside of the box like I am. It really bugs me that I saw a story on AP that was carried by the Drudge Report, and when I went to the link, it was a legitimate AP story, and this was suddenly it's something that disappeared from the internet. And this was prior to the election. I looked it up because it was mentioned on talk radio, and I thought, well, I want to see if there's any legs to the story.
What was
it? It's Citl, S-C-Y-T-L. It's a Spanish-owned company. It's got a mysterious board of directors similar to the Federal Reserve, which makes it highly suspicious in my mind. We can't seem to find out who runs it, but they report all the American elections for a number of states. SOE is the branch of it that's located in Florida, but it's the arm of that corporation that all our election results go there and they report it. Once they go there, we don't know what's going to happen to those results. So my question is, have they already stolen our electoral process? And if that's the case, it's kind of over, isn't it? Because once we can't vote, let's say we all decide to vote these bums out and flush the toilet, we still can't because they'll report it that, you know, their guy won anyway. So I just wanted to...
First of all, I just would like to, you know, quick Google search here results.
Yeah,
you know,
do.
Hold on. Let me tell you what I found. Snopes.com. Are you familiar with Snopes?
Yeah, I heard Snopes. I heard the Snopes story, but basically they're discrediting it because it was linked with George Soros. In my mind, Glenn Beck linked it to Soros. I don't know if it is or is not linked to Soros because it's kind of a relevant. I think what they did with that is they tainted the story with false information so that they would be able to discredit the whole story. Because the original story I saw had nothing to do with Soros, you know, who some people think is this big evil, you know, manipulator, and I bet he is, but I don't know if he has anything to do with
it. So there were a lot of emails apparently floating around during the 2012 election season about this Citl program that you brought up. And the suggestion is that here's an excerpt from one of the emails. The Obama administration has sold the processing rights of our votes in the general election to a company from Spain, Seidel. Mm-hmm. It will no longer be possible to track and verify our votes. The CEO of the company donated the maximum amount to Obama's 2008 campaign. Then there's a different email where they talk about George Soros. So some of them mentioned Soros, some of them didn't.
Yeah.
And then they go into details as to why this was, you know, bunk. They say this is, you know, these claims are false. But all that aside, I think it's a legitimate concern to be concerned about the, you know, the legitimacy of the voting system and whether there are problems. I don't know what the system is like in New York, but I know down in Florida they had brought in the electronic voting machines, and there's certainly been plenty of examples to show that those machines have back doors and they can easily be hacked and things like that. So,
Pac-Man,
you know, whether it's a Spanish company or not that's involved, it's pretty clear that already there's, you know, the voting process has been compromised.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, it's not like I'm anti-Spanish, but the whole idea is that you know, our national election results shouldn't be counted by anyone except us. And I would say the same thing for Iran.
I don't know if there's any evidence that,
and, you know,
I don't know if there's any evidence that it was counted outside of the country, but I haven't taken the time to really dig through this article. But thank you, Lisa, for the call. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
Well, you know, I mean, there's claims of fraud on every side. Whenever one of the sides lose, and just take a look. Every election since 2000, there'll be a documentary that comes out and shows how the election was stolen by the people who won.
I experienced election oppression myself when I was at the polls here in Keene, New Hampshire. They were taking people's handouts. I was handing out these quarter-page flyers to folks that were walking in to vote with, you know, my information. I was running for state rep at that point, so it was information about me running for state rep.
Mm-hmm.
And the poll workers were illegally confiscating these from people that were walking in. I walked in with one in my hand, and a woman stole it right out of my hands, and she did it on video. And I caught all. It's all on video. You can go to freekeen.com, scroll back to the election.
And all your little videos. Don't count, you activist.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
And it doesn't matter that we talked to the poll workers. We talked to the woman who was running that poll location, and she apologized, and she said this wasn't supposed to happen, and she would talk to her people. And then when Daryl Perry went in to vote five hours later, they did the same exact thing to him. So it hadn't changed from, you know, where we busted them on video and called them out to a few hours later, they were doing the same thing right on over again. So what do you do in a situation like that? What do you do when you know that there's fraud that's happening? 855-450-FREE. For how long do you continue on obeying their regulations and paying their taxes? It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Even in the remaining moments, enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. Maybe you don't have a chance to, you know, get to the phone fast enough to get in tonight. That's okay. Mark will be here tomorrow night with Stephanie to host the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
7 days a week we do Free Talk Live for you.
7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. If it's between those hours, you can get on the air with us. Whether or not we're on the air on your local station, we'll be doing a radio show. You can guarantee that. So 855-450-FREE allows you to take control here.
Yep. Here on Free Talk Live, we talk about the acquiring of precious metals, gold and silver, for all kinds of reasons, either as a hedge against inflation or an investment or a barter currency in case things go south. We've teamed up with Midas Resources in order to bring you some really special rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces, whether it's U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 francs, you know, all kinds of silver rounds, even some, what do they call, coin silver, some old dimes, mercury dimes, things like that. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, it's gold.freetalklive.com to see the selection there. They've even got a telephone number you can call there in order to mention Free Talk Live, and, you know, you'll get a special discount. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Roland, listening also to Finger Lakes News Radio, WAUB in Auburn, New York. Hey there.
Hello.
Hey, Roland, you're on the air.
Yes. Are you Mark or Dan?
I'm Ian, and I'm Mark. The other guy's Mark.
Oh, you're Dan.
Ian, I-A-N, Ian.
Oh, Ian. I'm sorry. How would you say your name again?
It's Ian.
Ian.
Like Ian Fleming.
Oh, Ian Fleming, okay.
Very good.
Who's that?
You don't know who Ian Fleming is?
No.
Well, Roland knew. Go ahead, Roland. Well,
then you're famous. Anyhow, I'm just kidding. I was going to bring up three important points about the gun issue that I think a lot of people are being misled by the mainline news media in. But the lady, the last lady you spoke with, she brought up some interesting points. And I had heard from numerous people that it was even on Fox News and in other sources that there were whole voting districts that Romney's name was not even voted for once. And that seemed very strange.
Hmm. That does seem strange.
like 21 voting districts around Philadelphia and a bunch of other voting districts across the United States in which there wasn't one vote for Romney.
Well, he probably didn't miss that many votes in Philadelphia.
Probably not, but in other areas going towards the west, that does seem strange.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your three gun points, Roland.
The three gun points are this, and correct me, and please interject if you think that I'm wrong terribly in any one of them. I believe, and people call gun owners, and I've heard this, Nazis. Well, here's what's interesting. It was the Nazis that first instituted gun control and confiscation. Then each of the communist governments did the same.
I've never heard gun owners being called Nazis, but maybe you have.
Oh yeah, I got into a bad argument with one guy one day, and I could tell he'd been indoctrinated almost with this ignorance from the news media that like people who are gun owners are Nazis or criminals or this or that. That's what he literally called us because I own a few guns myself.
So you said that the Nazis was the first ones to institute gun confiscation, but I think that blacks in the United States were disallowed from owning firearms long before that. If you want to create a class system, the first thing you would want to do is to confiscate the weapons from that class that you wish to undermine.
With the what?
Would be to confiscate the weapons from the class which you wish to undermine.
You're right, though. I mean, certainly the Hitler regime is noted for gun confiscation. Point number two, Roland.
Point number two this shows you how much our society has morally deteriorated or gone down the drain. My father and other veterans were given their guns by the military after World War II and the Korean Wars. In fact, a friend of mine who's passed away now, he had a 45. I don't know to this day how I fixed it, but I fixed it for him. I don't know if he had to pay, afterwards they had to pay small fees for their guns or not to, when they left the military. His name was Jim Samara, and he served on an aircraft carrier. I believe it was after the Korean War. And they gave him his 45, and I fixed it for him, and he couldn't believe that I fixed it, but I did. I just kept trying
What's
to figure
the point?
Out how did it. Well, the point is that now we're moving in the other direction that, Americans, with this socialism, this tyranny that I've often heard spoken about in your show, and I agree with you guys on many points, is it seems now we're moving in the other direction of moving away from freedom and liberty for people to socialistic and tyrannical control of people. And that's what burns me up probably as much as it does you guys. And the third point is the mainline news media claims the problem is the guns when it's actually the persons. The persons kill persons, not
You're right about that, Roland, and I thank you for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. I'm not sure what the second point had to do with guns. But anyway, 855-450-3733. Hey, you know what? Speaking of shootings, I have some news about Sandy Hook. As we mentioned previously, there is an organization, of course, we're talking about the area of Connecticut in which the terrible shooting occurred a few weeks ago. We had reported on Free Talk Live that there was a seventh grader who had decided to start his own organization to collect violent video games because he believes that first-person shooters and other games in which one, most games are like this, except for puzzle games, but most games, you're killing things in these games. And so he decided he was going to he's going to turn his own games in, and he was going to ask his friends and put the word out and have themselves a game collection. Well, now there's news out of Connecticut from The Guardian at guardian.co.uk. A Connecticut community is to hold an amnesty of violent video games in the wake of last month's mass shooting in Newtown.
What is an amnesty?
Organizers Southington SOS plan to offer gift certificates in exchange for donated games, which will be burned.
It's a game buyback.
That's right. The group, a coalition
It's a great opportunity to get rid of my crappy games with some money. You know, I one time went to one of these stores where you can, swap your old games,
sure.
get credits and stuff like that. I had one that they gave me $2 for. You buy it for $30 and you sell it for $2. I shouldn't have even, it was just on, I just let it go because I didn't care anything about the game. But I shouldn't have given it for $2.
Wasn't even worth the gas to get there.
Nothing.
The group, a coalition of local organizations, says its actions do not assert that video games were the cause of the killings in nearby Newtown, but argues that violent video games and films desensitize children to acts of violence. Pupils from Sandy Hook Elementary School, where 26 people were killed in December, returned to classes for the first time on Thursday in the neighboring town of Monroe. Sandy Hook Elementary is still being treated as a crime scene, and it's unclear if it will ever reopen. The video game amnesty will take place on the 12th of January.
I wonder if we'll do video movies and video games. What about comic books, regular books? I mean, there's all kinds of media out there. Paintings.
Well, if this were 1980, they'd probably be going after comic books, right?
And heavy metal music, yeah. Highway to Hell and stuff like that.
Because they did that stuff.
They absolutely did backmasking on records. You don't hear much about backmasking anymore.
You really can't play the CDs backwards.
Well, so. It's not like kids were playing CDs backwards, but, I mean, they could still be having subliminal messages of whatever MP3s there are out there. Do books about murder, like Agatha Christie or something like that, does that desensitize? I don't know. Who reads Agatha Christie? Little old ladies? Little old
plenty
ladies
of violence in books. You're right.
I don't know.
I think they would argue that this is, you know, realistic looking. These games are so photorealistic.
That was the claim on comic books back in the 50s, is that they're all these bright colors.
Well, you can also claim that books are worse because they make you use your imagination. And then you could, you know, what you envision in your mind might actually be more violent than what could be portrayed in the game.
I think there's probably something to the argument that movies and video games desensitize people to violence. I think that one act of violence is probably going to turn their mind around, but, you know...
Real
violence. I also think that it's an interesting point that the drone pilots are essentially playing video games in real life and blowing people up. I've heard people make this argument, too, that essentially video games are training for the new military. I think it's interesting.
The town is involved in this, by the way. The town of Southington, Connecticut, has provided a dumpster, say organizers, where violent video games, CDs, or DVDs will be collected.
It's probably better than setting them on fire and putting all that black stuff in the air.
Oh, they are going to set them on fire. As people arrive in their cars to turn in their games of violence, they'll be offered a gift certificate donated by a member of the Greater Southington Chamber of Commerce as a token of appreciation, said the group. Violent games turned in will be destroyed and placed in the town dumpster for appropriate permanent disposal.
And it's not burning.
It says in the first paragraph that they're going to burn these things,
okay.
Man. So there you go. That'll solve the problem. We're done for tonight. Back tomorrow for the Sunday edition. And, of course, all week long as well. You can grab us online over at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.